Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 53 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Sarah Mead.
Leading women with military experience that's going to talk about their experience.
Moorhead State's Office of Military Initiatives will host a Women's History Month event tomorrow.
MSU will also host a high school art exhibit and a gender studies event this week.
Lee County celebrated their sesquicentennial.
Today is the anniversary of a deadly series of storms in eastern Kentucky.
A new study shows an increase in pain medication abuse.
The House has passed legislation concerning adoptive families.
Schools in Kentucky may face a tougher accountability system.
In sports, the 16th Region High School basketball tournament begins tonight at Moorhead State University.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Rain and thunderstorms likely tonight with a low around 48. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
Moorhead State's Office of Military Initiatives will host an event to commemorate Women's History Month on Tuesday. The event will include a panel discussion with representatives from the Kentucky Veterans Administration Women's Outreach Department and other professional leaders. Dr. Silas Session, Director of Military Initiatives at MSU, says those who attend the panel will learn more about the roles women play in the military.
A very great program for all students, because male students or any type of students needs to understand how to grow or deal with different women leaders, or how to lead women. So it's going to be a great program, different perspectives. It's going to be more of a panel discussion where they'll show their different experiences for that.
The event will be held Tuesday from 4 to 5:30 p.m. in the ballrooms A and B of the Adron Dorn University Center here on the campus of Moorhead State.
Moorhead State University's Golden Yang Art Gallery is preparing for the annual Burley Cole Exhibition and Competition. The exhibit, running from March 4th to 11th, is held in partnership with the Kentucky Art Education Association and features artwork from students in 18 different high schools across eastern Kentucky. Melissa Youngbluth is the gallery director for MSU's art department. She says the exhibiting students will get to participate in High School Art Day on March 11th.
So there's the exhibition and the awards, there's the sculpture competition, and then all of the different classrooms have projects for the students to participate in. So I know I teach printmaking, and they'll come upstairs and they'll be able to make a print to take home with them. I think they get to make stuff in clay and in sculpture, or they'll have demonstrations that they can watch.
She says the exhibit is important for high schoolers because they can see their work in a gallery for the first time. Youngbluth also says the university benefits from the exhibit as it's one of the biggest recruiting tools they can use.
The Gender Studies Department at Moorhead State University is planning a community conversation later this week. The event will feature MSU alumni Christina Tierney and current student Jacob Tackett, who are both members of the trans community. Director of Gender Studies Dr. Bernadette Barton says the event will hopefully raise awareness about the trans community.
I think this is particularly important now for a number of reasons, but also what's going on right now with the controversy about our current governor posing for a picture with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. He's gotten quite a lot of blowback from certain folks, and it seems like their opposition is coming from a very bigoted place.
The event will be held Thursday at 5 p.m. in room 329 of the Adron Dorn University Center.
Lee County celebrated its 150-year anniversary on Sunday. The county was founded on March 1, 1870. The celebration focused on the future and growth opportunities in the county. Judge Executive Chuck Caudill tells WYMT, "The future is bright."
We think the next 10 years are going to be the best years yet for Lee County, primarily with the opening of 30, with the expansion of the Mountain Parkway, and the fact that Kentucky is really focused on helping eastern Kentucky right now.
Beattyville and Lee County Tourism Director Deidre Brandenburg says the tourism industry is also growing. Caudill added that the county will be celebrating the anniversary all year long.
Today marks 8 years since a deadly tornado outbreak in Kentucky. On March 2, 2012, 18 tornadoes touched down across the state, impacting 27 counties. More than 20 people were killed and more than 200 injured. Magoffin County was hit by an EF3 tornado with maximum winds of 160 miles per hour. West Liberty in Morgan County was hit very hard as well. An EF3 tornado with maximum winds of 140 miles per hour decimated much of the downtown area. The tornado was a mile wide. The tornadoes reportedly caused more than $150 million in damage across the Commonwealth.
As cases of coronavirus increase, so too does false information about the virus. The World Health Organization is cautioning users of social media to make sure what they read about the disease are accurate. The quote, infodemic, comes after public health officials saw users taking information out of context and repurposing it for their own motives. Kaki Urge is an associate professor at the University of Kentucky School of Journalism and Media. She tells LEX 18, people can spin information in many different ways.
I do see people taking sort of humorous approaches that can incite fear. I see people taking information out of context and repurposing that. So that acts nearly the same as a disinformation campaign.
In an effort to stop the spread, Facebook recently announced it would take steps to limit misinformation and harmful content.
A new poll shows more Kentuckians know someone who is misusing prescription pain medication. Increased public awareness of substance abuse might mean more residents are paying closer attention to patterns of pain medication use among family and friends. Colleen Desmond, a researcher at Interact for Health, the group that conducted the survey, says the findings indicate prescription drug misuse continues to be a persistent problem statewide, despite the fact that overdose deaths have dropped.
We saw a slight uptick this year. We saw about 4 in 10 Kentuckians who reported that they know someone who's had a problem as a result of using or abusing prescription pain relievers, I should say. That's up from 30% in 2018.
For help finding addiction treatment, visit findhelpnowky.org.
The Prestonsburg City Council declined a proposed partnership between the City of Prestonsburg and Lifeguard Emergency Medical Services. The council reasoned that the City of Prestonsburg already has enough resources to run its own ambulance service through Prestonsburg Fire and Rescue. Stapleton has faith in this alternative to the Lifeguard partnership.
We're going to roll up in an ambulance. We're going to triage, we're going to treat, we're going to package, we're going to load and transport.
According to WYMT, Prestonsburg Fire and Rescue currently employs 13 EMTs, 3 full-time paramedics, and 2 part-time paramedics. Lifeguard representatives said this does not change anything about the company or its service to the region.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Downtown Moorhead Incorporated and the Kentucky Folk Art Center, presenting the Moorhead Antique and Art Market March 6th and 7th at the Moorhead Conference Center. Vendors from Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia, juried art market and professional appraisers, 5 to 9 p.m. on Friday, March 6th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, March 7th. The Moorhead Antique and Art Market, March 6th and 7th at the Moorhead Conference Center in Downtown Moorhead.
There could be more changes coming to how schools are rated in Kentucky. Spectrum News reports Senate Bill 158 would alter the school accountability system that was revamped by 2017's Senate Bill 1. It adds more factors to a school's rating, including test scores, school safety, English proficiency, high school graduation rates, and transition readiness rates. The bottom 5% of schools would still be flagged as schools that need to develop an improvement plan, but that would happen every 3 years instead of annually. The bill's sponsor, Senate President Pro Tem David Givens, said it also allows schools to appeal their ranking. Another major change would remove the Kentucky Department of Education from the auditing process, meaning school districts would have to bring in outside groups to develop their turnaround plans. The bill also requires school rating and other data to be posted online.
The Kentucky House has voted to create a loan program for struggling rural hospitals. The bill passed 80-0 Friday and now goes to the Senate. Hospitals situated in counties with fewer than 50,000 people would be eligible for the loans. The bill's lead sponsor is Republican Representative Danny Bentley. He says more than 60 hospitals are in those counties and more than a dozen are considered, quote, vulnerable to closure. The measure's progress follows the recent announcement that Our Lady of Bellefonte Hospital in northeastern Kentucky will close later this year. The closure will affect about 1,000 employees.
The Kentucky House has passed legislation aimed at improving family leave for adoptive parents. The bill would require that private businesses give the same amount and type of personal leave time to new adoptive parents that is given to birth parents. Representative Samara Heverin of Grayson County says the bill will affect one already in place.
It stipulates that whatever leave time is already given to a birth parent should also be allotted to an adoptive parent. The personal leave time would only be given to an employee when the adopted child is under the age of 10, which raises the age from the current law, which is 7 years old.
That measure now goes to the Senate for consideration.
A Kentucky photographer challenging a Louisville anti-discrimination ordinance is likely to succeed. That's the opinion of the U.S. Justice Department. As WUKY's Josh James reports, the department filed a statement of interest in the case last week.
Chelsea Nelson took Louisville to court over the city's fairness law, arguing it violates her First Amendment rights because it could force her to photograph same-sex couples. The wedding photographer says that would conflict with her religious beliefs that marriage is a covenant relationship between one man and one woman. The dispute has echoes of the 2018 Masterpiece Bake Shop case out of Colorado, where the Supreme Court sided in a narrow ruling with a baker who refused to bake a cake for a same-sex couple, again over religious objections. But that decision left wider questions about religious liberty undecided. This week, the Justice Department filed a statement in federal court predicting Chelsea Nelson would prevail in her case against Louisville's fairness law. According to court records, Nelson has not been forced to photograph a same-sex wedding. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Taking a look at your region's extended forecast, Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 51. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 33. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 59. Wednesday night, a 20% chance of rain after 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 36. Thursday, a 20% chance of rain, partly sunny with a high near 56. Thursday night, a slight chance of rain between 8 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 35.
Taking a look at current temperatures around the region, it's 52 degrees in Inez and Grayson, 53 in Ashland, Winchester, and Mount Sterling. It's 55 degrees over in Lexington and here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. It's 53 degrees. WMKY's spring fundraiser and membership drive is here. We appreciate your support for our student work studies and local programming. Submit your gift today by using our secure online pledge form found on our website, wmky.org. You can go to the Support Us tab, and that'll take you to a secure site where you can put in your information, and it'll shoot us an email over to let us know that you've made your pledge of support. You can also give us a call right here in the studio. 606-783-2001 is the number to call. We do have some people out there waiting to take your pledge, so please do take a moment right now and give us a call. The money that we raise today and throughout the fundraiser this week will be going directly to our student work studies. Those of you who listen on a daily basis know that we have students who run the board, who do newscast, and even like Sarah Mead here in the studio with me right now, they do co-anchor for Mountain Edition each day. And we have different students that do that, and it's a great opportunity for them to get hands-on learning experience. And Sarah, I hate to put you on the spot, but I'm going to anyway. I just want to know, you're a sophomore here at Morehead State University, and you're studying convergent media. Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit about your experience here at Morehead State Public Radio. Why is it important for you to have the opportunity to work here?
You know, it's been really important for me to work here because I feel like it's helped me grow as a person and really find my voice. Coming in as a convergent media major, I thought I was, like, set on a certain path that I wanted to follow, which was film-related. But having the opportunity to work at the radio station and get that like broadcasting journalism experience really just opens up your mind to all the opportunities that we do have here at Morehead State. And it's just been really great to have these opportunities and be as versatile as I can be.
I think that even if you never go into journalism, you'll still leave Morehead State University with really valuable work experience. I mean, when you came in as a student, there were things about working in a professional environment that you never really thought about before. I think a lot of our students come in and you know, there's one student that I give a hard time to because he continually wears sweatpants. And I'm like, man, put on some jeans at least. And, you know, that's one of the things that students are able to learn. How do you dress in a professional work environment? How do you act in a professional work environment? What are some of the things that are expected of you? And it's very important for us to give those students the opportunity to learn those things. And I know that our listeners out there are really interested in making sure that we can continue to do that mission each day and help those students continue their education, but also get that valuable work experience. So show us right now by going online to WMKY.org. The Support Us tab will take you to a secure pledge form, and it'll shoot us an email letting us know that you've made your pledge of support. And also take a moment to give us some comments. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't like. Let us know how we're doing, because we use that information when we're making programming decisions later on down the road. And we hope to hear from you. You can also give us a call. 606-783-2001 is the number to call. And there are some people out there ready to take your pledge of support. And or you can, hey, stop by. We're here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Sarah and I are here with Keneally Roberts. We're in the Larry Netherton studio, which is in the newsroom, and we hope to see you. We'll give you a tour and say hello. We love to see our listeners as much as they like to see us, too, and you can come by and meet us. There's parking spots behind Baird Music Hall, and just hike up the hill, and we'd be glad to take your pledge of support. Again, if you want to give us a call, 606-783-2001 is the number to call, or you can go online to WMKY.org. Thank you so much in advance for your support. Shamari Mosley has a look at sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Center for Gifted Studies at Western Kentucky University, providing classes for high-ability students, their parents, and their educators for more than 35 years. The Center for Gifted Studies at Western Kentucky University is now accepting applications for summer camps designed for academically gifted middle and high school students. More information online at wku.edu/gifted.
The 16th Region Basketball Tournament begins tonight in Morehead. For WMKY Sports, I'm Shamari Mosley. The draw for the 16th Region Tournament was held Saturday in Morehead. The games will be held this week in Morehead State University's Johnson Arena. Girls action tips off tonight with West Carter and Lewis County facing off at 6:30 p.m. The 21-7 Lady Comets beat the 17-15 Lady Lions earlier in the season and won the 62nd District Championship last week. Boyd County and Memphis meet in the nightcap matchup at 8 p.m., Boyd stands at 18-11 coming into the matchup, while Memphis has a 12-20 record. The second half of the first round will be played tomorrow night. Rowan County meets Ashland Blazer at 6:30, and Russell will meet East Carter at 8 p.m. The boys' regional tournament will begin midweek. Lewis faces Bath, and West Carter meets Boyd County on Wednesday night. Then on Thursday, Ashland Blazer will face off with Russell, and Rowan County meets East Carter. The Rowan County girls basketball team is gearing up for their first round appearance in the 16th Region Tournament on Tuesday. The Kittens beat the Vikings during regular season play. Rowan head coach Matt Stokes says that the loss will help prepare his team for regional play.
Yeah, I've gone back, watched game film of that one. I've watched some other game film on them. You know, I feel like we're a completely different team, really, from when we played in the first time. So, you know, I think it'll be a better game. You know, they got two really good post players. They got some great shooters. They've got a lot of pieces that we really have to concentrate on. So it'll be a tough matchup for us, but you know, I think our girls will be ready.
Tip-off tomorrow at Johnson Arena is set for 6:30 p.m. The Rowan County boys basketball team will play in the final first-round game of the 16th Regional Tournament. The 25-7 Vikings will meet East Carter on Thursday night. The Raiders stand at 11-15 on their season. Rowan head coach Sean Thacker says at this point in the season, everyone has earned their way into the tournament.
So they all have qualities that are deserving. You know, Coach Baker is one of the, you know, he's been in the region well before I got here. So, you know, he does a great job. His kids will be prepared. He's got a senior group, and they're strong, physical. They're going to play really hard. They haven't been here in a while, so, you know, they're going to be excited about the opportunity.
Game time on Thursday at Johnson Arena is set for 8 p.m. The Kentucky Department of Education is seeking an individual to serve on the Kentucky High School Athletic Association Board of Control to fill a position that will become vacant on June 30th. The KHSAA is the Kentucky Board of Education's designee to manage statewide interscholastic athletic programs. The Board of Control supervises KHSAA, establishes staff salaries, sets goals for the association, and has the authority to set rules and review proposed changes to the organization's constitution and bylaws. Regular attendance at KHSAA Board of Control meetings is a requirement of the position. All interested individuals are encouraged to submit a letter of interest, a resume, and a minimum of 2 written letters of recommendation to the Kentucky Department of Education. The deadline for the applications is March 20th. A valiant effort by the Morehead State men's basketball team came up short Saturday night at Eastern Kentucky as the Eagles fell 80-76 in the regular season finale. A back-and-forth battle saw MSU hold a second-half lead midway through the final 20 minutes, but a 5-point swing all on EKU's free throws shifted the lead back to the host, and MSU played catch-up the rest of the way as the Eagles ended the regular season 7-11 in the OVC and 13-18 overall. Here's head coach Preston Spratlin after game on his team's season.
We just got a great group of kids. It's a joy to be around them every single day. It's a privilege to coach them and watch them get better and see them develop and figure out how to use all of their talents with one another to make our team go. And it's been a real joy to do that, and to do it here at Morehead State is my dream to do that. And so I appreciate these kids, and I really hope we can extend our season and get the chance to go to Evansville all.
Despite the loss, MSU still grabbed a spot in the OVC tournament this week as the Eagles will be the number 8 seed. They'll face number 5 Tennessee State on opening night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The Morehead State women's basketball team fell to Ohio Valley Conference rival Eastern Kentucky 64-58 on Saturday evening at McBrayer Arena. The loss ends the season for the Eagles, who failed to qualify for the postseason conference tournament. After the game, head coach Greg Todd talks about the rebuilding year his team has been through.
I'm very, very happy with this team. Would like to have had more wins, and obviously you don't stay employed if you have a lot of 10 and 20 seasons. I understand that. I wouldn't want to be employed with a lot of 10 and 20 seasons, but if you're going to have a 10 and 20 season, I think if you're building.
Morehead State finishes its campaign with a 10-20 record and a 6-12 OVC mark. It ends the program's 3-season streak of 21-plus wins from 2016 to 2019. The Morehead State softball team surpassed its win total from a season ago as it split games on Sunday at Lady Pirate Softball Stadium. WMKY's Michael Green has the story.
The Eagles opened the final day of the Hampton Classic by defeating Howard 13-6, before ultimately falling to the host Lady Pirates 10-2 in 6 innings. The split decision improved the Eagles' 2020 record to 4-8 overall, a mark of improvement after finishing their 2019 campaign with 3 victories. MSU second-year head coach Samantha Jones said her team is working hard to get better every day. Morehead State returns to action on Wednesday with a doubleheader at Ohio Chillicothe. The Twin Billings first pitch is scheduled for 1 p.m. at VA Memorial Stadium. For WMKY Sports, I'm Michael Green.
For WMKY, I'm Shamari Mosley.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Baseball hosts Belmont this weekend, and softball will host Dayton on Wednesday, March 11th. Also on March 11th, beach volleyball welcomes North Alabama. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose sharply in volatile trading, clawing back out of correction territory and regaining a big chunk of their losses from Wall Street's worst week since 2008. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 1,293.96 at 26,703.32. The S&P 500 was up 136.01 at 3,090.23. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 384.80 at 8,952.17. This despite very weak economic data out of China and lackluster economic data from the U.S. And, of course, the markets were pummeled last week because of coronavirus fears, and those fears taking background today. Apple shares led the Dow Jones higher with a 5.6% jump. Merck was up 4.2%, and Walmart gained 5.2%. Consumer staples, utilities, and real estate were the best-performing S&P 500 sectors, all advancing more than 2.5% each. Tech, meanwhile, jumped 2.1%. And, of course, today's moves mirrored the volatile overnight session, where Dow futures traded in a range of more than 1,000 points, indicating this week may be as volatile as the previous one. And, of course, last week, the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all fell more than 10%, and this was their biggest weekly decline since October 2008, and all three averages entered correction territory down more than 10% from all-time highs notched earlier in February. In the commodities markets today, oil was very strong, finishing with a gain of almost 6% at $47.37 a barrel. In Europe, stocks were actually quiet. The Stock 600 index was up 0.1%. Asia had a very good overnight session with the Nikkei up 1% and the Shanghai Composite up 3.18%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank up $1.39 at $40.07, Kroger up $1.56 at $29.69, CSX up 30 cents at $70.75, Marathon Petroleum up 35 cents at $47.77, and PPL Energy was up $1.80 to finish at $31.81. Reporting from the National Offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, offering paper and document shredding services for Moorhead and Round County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Secure, confidential, and HIPAA-compliant, drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250. That's 784-1250. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center, keeping the environment clean and green. 784-1250. Facebook and online at MooreheadRecycling.org.
Moorhead State Public Radio's spring fundraiser and membership drive is here. Become a new member with a gift of $25 or renew your membership on our website at WMKY.org. Or feel free to give us a call here in the studio. 606-783-2001 is the number to call. We hope that you will become a member today. Take the time, just takes 2 minutes to do, and you can give us some feedback about some of the programming that you like, things that you might not like so much, and let us know that you support our student work studies. All the money that we raise for this fund drive will go to our student work studies and to locally produced programming with news and entertainment. We hope to bring you more in the future, and we can only do that with your support. 783-2001, that's 606-783-2001 is the number to call, or you can go online to WMKY.org. Thank you so much for your support. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Michael Green, Shamari Mosley, Jonathan Burton, Keneally Roberts, Cody Robinson, and Gage Webb. WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Sarah Mead and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.